Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to a very important programme which just might change the rest of your life. I say that because it is a matter of life and death. These are the obvious realities of our existence. We live and then we die. Yet how seldom people think very deeply about them. Usually we start thinking deeper about life and death when we hit a crisis like illness or bereavement. But then our strong emotions cloud our clear thinking. We ask great questions like, what is life all about? What's the purpose of life, all life, my life? What is a good life? What happens after the funeral? Is there life beyond the grave? Is there life after grief? But we're not well placed in the heat of the crisis to think clearly about the possible answers. Speaking as a parish minister since 1982, who has pastorally shared intimately in all the ups and downs of thousands of people's lives, and one who has conducted well over 1,000 funerals, I for one think deeply about life and death every day. And not up some ivory tower, but at hospital bedsides, deathbeds, and in all sorts of pastoral counselling situations. I am convinced that how we cope with life and how we cope with death is largely determined by our mental pictures of life and death. A negative picture brings us more grief. For example, the idea that life is a precarious business, like walking along a cliff edge path, until one fateful day we fall over the cliff into oblivion. There's no comfort there. But if we have another picture, such as the idea that death is like the birth of a fetus out of the womb into an even greater life, then there is some comfort. I've actually published a book of positive pictures of life and death. It's called Sunshine Through Shadows, published by St. Andrew Press. And this programme now is a selection of musical, positive pictures of life and death, which I hope will comfort you in your griefs and cause you to think more about life and death and life beyond this life, and so doing greatly enrich your present living. So let's start with three soldiers singing about fallen comrades. They are using the popular picture of coming home, that is, back to the house or to heaven.
Every soldier who gave their life lives forever. Every soldier who fought the fight echoes in our minds. All the wounded and the brave, the ones God couldn't save, we salute your courage. Coming home with pride.
Coming home with pride.
Coming home with head.
And here are the same three soldiers using the image of sailing home across the sea through stormy waters to be near loved ones, to be free, whether back in town or in heaven.
I am sailing home again.
across the sea. I am sailing the stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am flying, I am flying.
This imagery of crossing water plays a big part in human understanding of life and death. We speak of the narrow stream of death, or crossing the River Jordan. Jim Reeves, the country and western singer, used to sing a song, "Across the bridge there'll be no sorrow, across the bridge there'll be no pain. The sun will shine across the river and you'll never be unhappy again." The hymn, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah," has a verse which says, "When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fear subside. Land me safe in Canaan's side." In other words, in heaven, the promised land. And here is Chris de Burgh, not yet ready to pay the ferryman to take him safely to the other side.
Flashed and the thunder roared, and people calling out his name, and dancing bones that jabbered and a moan on the water. And then the ferryman said, "There is trouble ahead, so you must pay me now."
"Don't do it."
"You must pay me now."
"Don't do it."
"And still that
here's Chris de Burgh in a different mood, this time wanting to come back to the home shore and his loved one. Or could it also be wanting to be reunited with loved ones in heaven?
"Shift to shore, do you read me anymore? This line is bad and fading. Shift to shore, answer my call. Send me a signal, a beacon to bring me.
Here he is dreaming of a wide world across the sea.
Disappear. reading out the names of all the places I have never been, looking out to sea, staring out to sea, dreaming of a wide world, dreaming of the wide world.
And here he is, finding peaceful waters flowing in the arms of his loved one. And he concludes that only love can reach the shore forevermore. In other words, just as the stable love of his girlfriend is the only thing which gives him peace, being safe in the arms of Jesus in heaven is ultimate rest for the restless soul.
Restless heart, it has been a long time out here on the journey for a glimpse of paradise.
Near the end of life's long journey, we get progressively more tired until we just drift off to sleep, like Ian White in this song.
Why do you close your eyes? What does it mean to pray? Does anybody hear me? I don't know what to say. I've heard of baby Jesus, I know his name so well, but now I want to know him and pray to him myself. Why do you close your eyes? What does it mean to pray? Does anybody hear me? I don't know what to say. I've heard of baby Jesus, I know his name so well, but now I want to know him and pray to him. Close your eyes. What does it mean to pray? Does anybody hear me? I don't know what to say. I've heard of baby Jesus, I know his name so well, but now I want to know. to him myself.
Martina McBride sings a very sad song about a child who died through some people's abuse and other people's refusal to help. But she has the comfort that now the girl has peace and rest at last.
Somebody cries in the middle of the night. The neighbors hear, but they turn out the light. A fragile soul caught in the hands of fate. When morning comes, it'll be too late.
Life and death have also been thought of as flying away, like here is Carrie Smith singing. Interesting that the word terminal conjures up two images in our minds, terminal illness and airport lounges. We stand at the airport terminal door, waving goodbye to loved ones as they take off into the blue yonder. The grief of their loss is mitigated to a large extent by the knowledge that soon we ourselves will be flying out to meet up with them again. Here is John Denver singing several songs about flying, all on the same CD as it happens. What makes these songs particularly poignant is the knowledge that John Denver was himself a pilot and that he died when his aeroplane ran out of fuel and crashed.
All of her days have gone soft and cloudy. All of her dreams have gone dry. All of her nights have gone sad and shady. She's getting ready to fly. Fly away. Fly away.
Fly away.
Life in the sea. Sounds of the sand and the sea.
I love the sea.
Life in a high rise can make you hungry. The things that you can't even see. Fly away. Fly away.
Fly away.
Sometimes I wish that I could fly away. When I think that I'm moving, suddenly things stand still. I'm afraid 'cause I think they always. Probably know by now I was one who wanted to fly. I wanted to ride on that arrow of fire right up into heaven. And I wanted to go for every man, every child, every mother of children. I wanted to carry the dreams of all people right up to the stars. And I prayed that I'd find an answer there, or maybe I would find a song, giving a voice to all of the hearts that cannot be heard. And for all of the ones who live in fear, and all of those who stand apart, my being there would bring us a little step closer together. They were flying for me, they were flying for everyone. They were trying to see a brighter day for each and every one. They gave us their light, they gave us their spirit and all they could be. They were flying.
And here is Charlie Lansburgh's experience of flying.
I met a man at the airport, going home 'cause his brother had died. I tried to soften his sorrow. He smiled at me and replied, "We're all passing through. Do unto others as you have done to you. Do what you can,
do what you can.
Your fellow man's traveling too. We're all passing through."
Slim Whitman, in this next song, paints the picture of a beautiful summer night with us out playing with our pals when Mum calls us in for supper and bedtime. And he sees it as a parable of God calling us home at the end of our lives.
When I was just a boy in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come, then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun, "Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows wink and
just like Mum calling us in for supper, or God calling us to heaven when we're busy enjoying ourselves, I'm afraid we've been called in by the uncompromising passage of time. Our holy half hour is just about up. No time then to play other parables of death like Alison Krauss's Way Down the River, Webb Pierce's Bugle Call from Heaven, Roger Patterson's version of Isaiah 40, We Shall Mount Up on Wings Like Eagles, or Russell Watson's Swing Low Sweet Chariot, or George Beverly Shea's classic The 99 about the lost sheep being carried home by the Good Shepherd. But we just have time to catch a flavour of the joyous saints as they go marching into heaven singing the eternal Hallelujah Chorus. Bye for now.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the outer shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be
since I got converted, she has turned her back on me. Now
when the saints
go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, I wanna be.